Hello, everybody. This is Christina with Rock on Request Magazine, and I am here today speaking with Jared from the Dirty Heads. How's it going?
It's going good.
Good, good. Good morning to you, or your afternoon, right? You're in the South?
Yes.
Yeah, how's the weather down there? It's sounding like it's getting kind of
It's
ugly.
pretty hot right now. It's pretty swampy outside.
You like the humidity, or are you looking forward to coming back around home?
I actually like the heat. I like it when it's hot. Like, I'm not a fan of wintertime. I'm not a fan of being cold, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, me either. I'm with you on that. I just left the South a few months ago, so I know the humidity is a lot different than the dry heat here in California.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's talk about this. Well, there's so much to talk about. You guys have been really busy, but this has been a great year for the Dirty Heads, and you just released Cabin by the Sea in June, which I just want to tell you is quickly becoming one of my favorite records for the summer.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. There's so much to like about it, but really Spread Too Thin, your first single, just did exceptionally well, and your fans seem to be just giving you so much support on this album. Is it sort of surpassing what you thought would happen when you released it?
It's really, we're really happy with the reception of the album. We were pretty confident in it. Like, when we were done with it, I was really happy, and that was really cool, because on Any Port in a Storm, it was like very new. It was very new to get in with studio producers. It was very new to like look at song structure and hooks and all this stuff. So it was very like, I didn't really know how Any Port in a Storm was going to be, receptive. And with this one, I think we kind of knew who we were more, and we were a little bit more comfortable in our own skin, and we had a little bit more hand in production. So when we were done with it, we were, first of all, we were really, really stoked on it. So we were pretty confident that our fans would like it, but we didn't know that it was going to be this well receptive. And it's just so, it feels really, really good. There's not a better feeling than having a new album and everybody being stoked, and there's the whole sophomore slump, and oh, you're second, the first album's always the best, and the second album, and everybody's like, this is my new favorite one. So we're really stoked. We couldn't be happier.
Well, it's kind of a great thing for me to see the transition, because I talked to you back when Any Port in the Storm came out. It's been a few years now, but I did definitely see all the things that you just mentioned. I mean, you guys were just getting into the studio back in those days, and now you guys seem like very seasoned professionals on this record. And you're right. For me, a lot of times, that first album always makes this huge impression, and then you're waiting to see what they come back with. And I think you guys sort of blew it out of the water with Cabin by the Sea.
Well, thank you. I mean, we're really, really stoked. And yeah, we are. I mean, there was a lot. Between Any Port in a Storm and Cabin by the Sea, there was a long period of time. There was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows, and tons of touring, and lots of songwriting, and lots of growing, and lots of experiences, and lots of just life, and lots of, kind of honing our craft, and listening to a lot of music, and so there was. It kind of was a blessing in disguise. Like, at the time, it was like we had so many problems with Any Port in a Storm, finding a home, actually releasing it, but I think that was a blessing in disguise, because that gave us more time to work on who we are and what we want to sound like as a band, and sonically and vibe wise, and so I think, I think that's a true statement, because there was a lot of time, and we did get to travel a lot, and we got to play together as a band a lot. So there was a lot of time for us to say, as you say, seasons, that there was we grew a lot in that time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it shows. And when you talk about your sound, I mean, that's one of the things I really love is when I find a band that has so many different styles and flavors to it. And what you guys have done is, you've blended some great genres together to make this unique sound. But now it seems like there's some other artists that are sort of taking off from what you guys have done. And I'm seeing a lot more of that same blend coming out. Do you guys sort of feel like you spearheaded that over the past few years, and Maybe other artists are starting to be influenced by you?
I don't know. I don't know. That would be crazy if that was the case. We're always just concerned with when you blend certain styles of music, because there always had, like, since Sublime, like, there always has been, you know, say, or since Sublime and or the Beastie Boys, or, like, you know, even bands like Linkin Park, where there was that big, you know, kind of rush of bands that were not just one genre.
Right.
Our main thing was being able to do it, and being able to take those different genres that you wanted to and make your own sound out of it, not just like, hey, we're a band, we're gonna play a punk song this song, we're gonna play a reggae song this song, we're gonna play a hip-hop song this song, or hey, we're gonna do one song with a punk start and then a reggae thing in the middle and then a hip-hop thing there and then a and then the folk thing at the end. Like, our main thing was not to be confusing, you know, like, sometimes that just, it's so confusing. It's a very fine line to walk on between being eclectic and really, really confusing and blending genres and making it work. So we kind of feel like we've found a way sonically to blend genres, and even though there are different genres, no matter what we're doing, it still sounds like the Dirty Heads. So it's not really us blending genres, it's just, well, that's the Dirty Heads, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's our own sound that we've made out of all these other things.
I think it's great. I would agree. And I kind of like the fact that you guys have really wrapped your head around what you do, you know, and it shows. And for me on the record, I mean, each song sort of has its own story and its own, you know, it kind of conjured up memories for me as I was going along listening to the whole record. It's like I could trace it back to, oh, yeah, I can really relate to that. And did you guys have that intention on, you know, sort of making the listener reflect on their own life through each song?
I think, I don't know if we, like, purposely set out to do that. I don't know if that was a goal, because it is, most of the things are come from our own personal lives.
Right.
So maybe we're just looking at writing songs about our own personal lives, but I feel like that's kind of, it's kind of, that's what music is almost, you know, like, and that's the cool thing about music, is people can take your songs and it can mean something totally different to them, or it can mean the same thing that you wrote about, and they can relate to that because they've gone through the same thing.
Right.
You know, so, I think music in general has that effect. It wasn't like something that we sat down and were like, okay, we're going to make this song so people will feel this way. It was just like, we wrote the songs, and to hear people saying like, oh my God, I can relate to that, or, oh, this made me remember this, and this made me feel that way, is that's one of the coolest feelings that there is.
Yeah, it's therapeutic, really. I mean, and
right.
To have a record like this that, you know, you everyone has their records that are like, oh yeah, it has 3 or 4 really great songs I can relate to, and then that's it. But this one seems to really, I listen to it all the way through from start to finish each and every time I put it in. You know, there's nothing that I didn't like. So I think that's a really great, yeah, it's a great thing for me to find a record like that I want to play over and over, because I hear a lot of music obviously sent my way. So the second single, Dance All Night, that is a really cool, romantic type of song. That's what I felt from it. Do you have a video planned for that single?
Yeah, we just shot the video, like, last week, I think.
Oh, cool. Cool. Can you tell us anything about the video itself, you know, what we can expect?
The video, we really wanted to kind of capture, like, both sides of, you know, the fan's point of view, going out with his friends and, say, with a girlfriend or whatever, and going out and going to a Dirty Head show and their experience, and then going out and partying all night, and then the same thing with us, you know, kind of both sides of the spectrum, you know. So we kind of had this, and a lot of movement, and then how we're, because we shot the video on the road, and the song is very, you know, kind of it's a song about, you know, partying all night, and whether that's with somebody really special to you and somebody you hadn't seen in a long time, or just your girlfriend, or you don't even have to go the romantic way. It could just be, you know, just you going out with your friends. And we really wanted to capture, you know, that whole vibe of it. The fact that we were shooting it on the road was really cool, because you get to, you know, see a lot of this, you know, the cities that we go through, and just the party that the fans get to have. And we have GoPros in the crowd, so you get to see the perspective from the fans' point of view, and then we had cameras on stage, so you get to see the perspective from the band's point of view. So I think it's going to be a really cool video.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. When does it come out?
It should be out in a couple weeks.
Oh, very cool. I'm going to try and put it up on the site, so I'm going to look for it.
Thanks.
Now, this record, you had some great guest appearances on it. And aside from the professional, I guess, final product of the record, which sounds great, it seems like it must have been a lot of fun to make. Did you guys have a blast making this record?
We really did. I had an absolute blast on this record. This was just such, like, we were so ready to get in the studio. We had so much material, and we felt so good about where we were as a band and as musicians and as songwriters, that it was really, really fun. And I think that really reflects in the album. And there was just so many cool experiences and so many cool people that we got on that, like, really couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. You guys are coming back around to California to do some hometown shows, and I'm gonna be at the Grove, so I'm looking forward to checking it out. I bet your fans are pretty stoked to see you guys hit the stage again with Modest Yahoo, and who else is gonna be supporting that show?
I think Pac Dub, another Huntington Beach band that we've been friends with for a while, they're kind of on the come up right now. I think they're opening it. It's gonna be really cool, because that is our home show. That's our home. That's the closest show that we have to, you know, Orange County and Huntington Beach. So that show is always really fun.
I can't wait to see you guys finally after all these years, to see you guys live. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
September is gonna be a really full month for you guys. Do you have anything planned after that after this tour?
After September, we are going to take about 2 weeks off to just kind of decompress from the three-month tour, and I think we're going to head over to the UK, and then once we get back from the UK, I think we're going to go to South America, so we're really trying to break internationally now.
Wow, that's really cool. You guys, it's interesting, because whenever I talk to bands that go overseas, or, you know, it's usually different types of bands that go out there, not someone with the kind of flavor that you guys have. Do you have any sort of feedback from people who listen to your music out in the UK or South America?
I know in South America, this type of music is really prevalent. Really, it's big down there. So hopefully we'll do really well. And in the UK, I think it will be, hopefully will be something new and refreshing to them. A lot of bands over there like us, and there's not a lot of bands that are successful from the States that are like us to go over there. So hopefully we'll be a new band for them to experience, and a new style and new music. So we're just hoping everything goes good, and we know that, you know, we're pretty much starting over when it comes to international, when it comes to Australia and Japan and UK. It's pretty much starting back at square one, so we're ready to get out there.
That's going to be an interesting process. I can't wait to see how it goes, and I'm sure they're going to love you guys. It's going to be probably a totally new thing for them, but they'll dig it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're excited.
Well, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to share with your fans?
No, that's it.
All right, cool. Well, I know you probably have a lot of interviews today, but we usually wrap up our interview by letting you ask me anything at all that you want. I know that's dangerous territory, but I'm good with it.
What question did I get asked the other day that was really good?
Uh-oh.
It was music-oriented, so.
That's cool.
I can't remember. What's the last album that you bought? No, not that. What's the one band your whole entire life, like since you got into music to now, that like the band that you bought the most albums, the most posters, the most t-shirts, like you can always listen to? There was a time in your life where that's the only thing that you listened to every day for like years, you know, just that one band that you know, your biggest band that you bought the most stuff that you're pretty much like a lifer for forever.
That's,
what band is that for you?
That's
mine
really,
is Led Zeppelin.
Really, they're very close for me too, but Aerosmith was mine. Still is. I could see them perform anytime, anywhere, and I know that it's just going to be a mind-blowing, kick-ass show. You know, I've seen them a few times live, and Steven Tyler never disappoints. So, but Led Zeppelin would definitely be right up there. I just haven't had the pleasure of ever seeing them live. So, yeah, I'd say Aerosmith.
Cool.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Jared, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next month.
Okay, thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.